Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Outlander Season 8, Episode 1, Soul of a Rebel. You heard that right. We're back.
We are back in... Well, not in the Highlands. Damn.
I was literally... I was thinking about that.
Highlands of North Carolina, baby.
No, we're just in fucking North Carolina. We're not in the Highlands of Scotland anymore. We're just in America.
America.
I don't even say fuck yeah anymore.
No. No, it's not. It's Outlander, and it's good night. And we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, certainly, already. There will be spoilers for Season 8. If you've not watched it yet, we're actually kind of late to the game because we were busy doing Star Wars, which was in some ways more fun, or at least different. And so we're beginning at the beginning of Season 8. You should get caught up with Outlander before you start listening to this, because we're going to be referring back to a whole lot of stuff that has happened in the previous 7 seasons. So
chances are you're probably more caught up than we are, because we're watching this for the first time and making notes about it for the podcast. We have not watched the 8 episodes that are currently released as of recording this. We have just watched the 2 that we have lined up for the recordings this week. I know a spoiler that people were upset about, but
we're not going to talk about that.
I know like 2 spoilers, but otherwise I am pretty in the dark, and that kind of gives me the impression that nothing's really going to happen, much like the rest of Outlander. except there were some interesting things in Season 7.
We haven't even talked about what we're drinking yet, but go ahead.
Go ahead with the drink.
So that's kind of actually, you chose this.
I did. We were struggling, so we went with lemon ginger tea with honey because there are bees, and there are also gingers. So
many gingers in this show.
Yeah.
So many gingers. So yeah, we have lemon ginger tea with honey. I feel like I have not taught Natalie to make tea correctly, but that's okay.
I offered you mine, and you were just like, no, I'll do this. I'll throw myself on the sword. It's like,
because
okay.
You've diluted it either way. So
we only have 3 pods left. Did you want me to really waste one?
Were you going to tell more me than so one? I could replace them? No.
I just
moving
did.
Moving on. This is not a family squabble, although it feels like it. It's also what you see on Outlander, because yes, they get into these like family squabbles that mean absolutely nothing. Now, that's admittedly true. This episode isn't quite that bad, but
I don't think it's awful. I just think, much like the rest of Outlander, it's weirdly paced and just kind of like drops you into the middle of something that you're like, what?
Well, right. So this episode begins with Jamie and Claire confronting someone who we have to assume was involved in the sex trafficking of what's her name? Fanny? No, not Fanny.
Jane and Fanny.
Jane and Fanny, right. Okay, so that means...
Well, her name is Frances, but they call her Fanny, not Franny, and that's fine, but I thought they were saying Franny for the longest time.
I did too, but they are confronting this guy, and it initially looks like it's one of those Jamie's smuggling stuff, and Claire's trying to fake being a serving wench, but it turns out what they were trying to do is figure out what happened to their daughter, Faith. And the guy basically says that he got in a fight with Faith when he said he was going to sex traffic the girls, and he's going to try to.
And kill her husband.
Killed her husband, threw her overboard. Now, of course, he didn't see her die, and we all know that this is Outlander. So the likelihood of this woman showing up sometime later in the season is high, in my opinion. But Faith, they feel like, is dead. Claire gets pissed off and stabs the guy before he could tell them anymore.
Yeah. Why are we finding this out now? Like, right at the beginning of the season? Like, I think maybe Outlander was afraid of the bomb that they dropped at the end of Season 7. But it's like, Faith might be alive. And it's like, well, we have to explain it. But they don't explain the part that we're confused about. They're explaining, oh, this is how she died. It's like, okay, I wasn't questioning that. I wasn't questioning, oh, how did Faith die? I'm questioning how she lived.
Exactly.
And what happened to why? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
This child's existence in their lives actually is related to their stillborn daughter Faith. I mean, yeah, we still don't have a complete connection with that. It doesn't make a ton of
But
sense.
they're trying to establish a real connection by being like, well, she's our granddaughter. It's like, okay.
Yeah, my personal theory is it's Galus Duncan. I'm going to stick by that for some period of time. So
If
be.
Galus does not show her face in this season, I'll be vastly disappointed.
It's going to be all Galus all the time.
Even if it's just a montage form.
There we go, Galus Duncan. My bet for who Faith is.
Faith is? No,
Yes,
'60s, Mom.
okay. She was in the 60s. So was Claire.
But she
She's
was
a
figuring
time
out how to go back in time.
traveler. What if she time traveled as a baby? Like they. She was just figuring it out. This is plausible in this fucking show. Definitely tell me that that's an impossibility, because it isn't. And you know it. Like she was time traveled and was adopted and had this horrible, like, she was abused as a child while living in Scotland, and then like she decides to learn how to time travel back and fix it all. Possible, you know it.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just
Okay,
saying
this
it's
is
unlikely.
Outlander. Come on. And she gets thrown overboard and ends up in Jamaica. Totally plausible. Totally plausible. So,
Anyway,
anyway,
yeah,
that
Claire kills the smuggler, and they're both very sad that they didn't get to see her grow up and show her that they actually loved her, because Claire's concerned, since she was orphaned at such a young age, and we, if you've seen Blood of My Blood, you know how that happened. But she is concerned that Faith felt the way that
she did
she did as a
abandoned,
child. Yeah.
or just untethered, I guess.
Sure.
Which makes sense.
But she seems to have, like, she found a sea captain husband. She had two kids. She seemed to be doing pretty well for herself up until this horrible tragedy. But yeah, that's what we know. So they're sad, but they choose to look on the bright side of, like, well, she's loved and her final remaining child is loved. And
Yeah.
there is no moment, and maybe they're like saving it for some reason for like the future, but there is not a moment for Jamie to be like, well, I saw our granddaughter's dead body and didn't realize it with Jane's body. When him and William went in and found her, William was the one who cared about her the most in that scenario. When you look at the family tree, it should have been Jamie who really cared. And
But Jamie, I mean, personally,
so
okay,
I'm well aware of that, but
I
there
think
can
Jamie's
still be
a touch
guilt.
more skeptical than Claire, because he's not having visions. He's not having, his friend show up in nightmares, stuff like that. So I think he's still kind of like, I'm really not sure how this happened, because he asked her, well, what, how do you think that this could have happened? And Claire's like, I don't know, but he just like lets her, have her thoughts
So they're in Savannah in
briefly.
1779, but that's where, and they also have decided, you know what? Even though she, by what we know right now, is our grandchild, we're not going to tell her that. And it's
No.
just like, but why? Why wouldn't you tell her that?
Yeah, like.
This is the same shit they do every single fucking time with a new member of their family. We shouldn't tell them how we're related.
The thing to me, like, there is no reason not to tell her that we think that
You can tell
you're
her your theory.
right,
You are
exactly,
going to be
without
treated
the
through it
time
the
travel.
exact same.
Without the time travel part,
Yeah,
because you
absolutely.
need to have, we thought that she was dead, we didn't search for her. You can say that without saying, like,
And then I
and
went back in
Claire
time,
time,
and then I came back, and
right?
then holy
Like,
shit.
yeah.
But no, this is just something Outlander loves to do, and I think it's something that's reminiscent of a soap opera where a character learns information, or a teen drama, for that matter.
They're very simple.
They, yeah, but where a character learns information is just like, I can't tell anybody. It's just like, but why? But why can't you tell this young child who has lost everyone in her life that you are a part of her life in a different way than what you initially thought, but you will treat her with love and kindness and respect? Why can't you tell her why that is, like, obviously, like, you're doing an act of kindness regardless of, like, her relation to you,
Right.
but why can't you tell her that you're not alone in this world?
Well, and here's the other part of it. Like, they do tell her later in this episode, hey, don't tell anybody you grew up in a brothel because people don't understand that. You can tell them you had a sister, but don't tell them the sister's a whore. That kind of thing. So this child, and she's not a baby. She's like 10. No,
Yeah,
I mean,
she's 11 at this point.
right. So she's a very, I don't know. She's a very bright girl, and
Yeah.
so she's not somebody that you can't have a conversation with or explain stuff to her.
Yeah.
So I'm not clear on why you couldn't have a conversation with this child and say, "Hey, we're not sure, but we think you're our grandchild. I mean, we are ecstatic to have you. We love your being here. You've been you are amazing,
And we
and we
want
want
you
to
to be a
raise
part
you
of your of our
a
family.
family." We think you might be our grandchild, but even if you aren't, we love you.
Yeah, but where, what? Like, I, here's the thing. With Brianna,
They
and
tell Brianna and they don't tell her.
don't even get me started on that. We'll talk about Brianna in a minute, but the thing about it is, like, they didn't, Claire didn't tell Brianna about Jamie because, first of all, she would have sounded absolutely fucking insane. However, she still could have told her that she was adopted by Frank.
Yeah.
That could have been told to her
Yeah.
and wasn't, and it had a blow up fight. Everybody was mad at everybody. They resolved it, but it was still messy. Same thing with fucking William. It's like, again, you don't have to tell him
Yes.
all of the dirty details necessarily. I mean, maybe, but at the, but at a certain point, he's already suspecting.
Right,
And so
and these
just
people
tell
are
him.
adults. I mean,
Yes.
I understand that Franny's not an, well, Fanny is not an adult. She's a child, but you can explain stuff to children.
Well, even when William dropped by the ridge when he was younger, you could have told him then. Like, that was an easy time to do
Right,
that.
have a conversation with Lord John Greybeard or whatever.
I could
But
have fucking
whatever, it sounds
killed.
fucking
So
stupid.
let's do it again, but weirdly, like, dumber.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Anyway, that so
so
they're
then.
in Savannah. We get to see Marceline Fergus.
I
Yay.
didn't know they were living in Savannah. They
We
thought they were
didn't either.
living
In
somewhere
the
else
Highlands,
in North
yes.
Carolina.
Me too. But anyway,
Well, like
they're
near Anticosta.
yeah, and then like later on, I think they're supposed to be living in North Carolina. I don't
I
know.
don't know.
I don't know. It's weird,
But
but we
they're in
get to see
Savannah.
them and they are very sweet. And he's running a printing press. He's also printing seditious works, but he's hiding it. But he's
This is literally
overtly
just the Jamie plot from
from
season
Scott.
three.
Yeah. From when he was in Scotland.
Again. And the thing is, Jamie's like, well, maybe you shouldn't do that. And then Fergus is like, well, that's rich coming from you. I helped you back in Scotland
He's
with the
like,
same enterprise.
I can do it. And Jamie's like, but you have children and stuff. And he's kind of like, well, whatever, fine.
Jesus
Yeah,
Christ.
exactly. So we switch over, and yay, Wee Willie and Lord John Grey are still here. Fantastic, because we like them and we like the storylines that they have been producing. Willie, and I keep calling him that, William, shows up at a house. We were speculating, trying to figure out, I think it's in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
It's
maybe.
Lord John Grey is there. I guess it's the cousin's house, or it's Lord, I
That's
don't
the
know.
vibe I'm getting.
But they get caught up, and what they get caught up on, William thinks that because they have to have been separated for some period of time because it's really weird.
You know what? It might not be Philadelphia because why wouldn't Lord John Grey just live in his own house in Philadelphia?
Because it got taken out of,
Patriotic rule. Yes, sorry about that.
yeah.
Yes, of course, I know history.
Yeah.
Anyway,
So,
and I remember Outlander.
but in any case, there is Lord John Grey is holding a baby. And so enough time must have passed for William to believe that Lord John Grey married and that wife had a child that
It's been a
is
year.
several months old. So,
It's been a year since the Jane incident, they mentioned that.
oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
was
And
probably not paying attention. This is not an amazing
he's
episode.
like,
I actually
yeah.
may have fallen asleep.
It was like, yeah, probably. William is just like, well, I've had a rough year. And he turns up drunk. He's being brought in by a red coat, being like, well, he's very drunk. And it's just like, well, yes.
And Lord
But.
John Grey's like, but he's a captain and a lord and the stuff. So Earl, I guess.
Yeah.
But what they find, what they get caught up on is Lord John Grey had discovered that his nephew, Lord John Grey's nephew, and William's cousin, the older of cousin, the one we hadn't met. We met one cousin in Philadelphia, but this is the one we didn't meet.
The one from off screen.
The one from off screen has
Ben
died.
is his name, I
Ben,
think.
yes, he's died and left a wife and child.
So, just to clarify the family tree, which I had to in my brain as I was watching these two episodes, we're only covering one, by the way, but it helps to have the next episode to give context.
Right.
But I had remembered that it was I thought it was Lord John Grey's cousin who was Henry, but I was wrong.
That's
It
his
was his
nephew.
nephew.
Yeah.
So Lord John Grey's brother, who we saw that one scene with, well, two scenes with, he's the one who let Jamie go in because of the debt from Culloden. He lets Jamie go. That's the one. It's just like, oh, my brother owes you a debt. This is it, me repaying it. He also was the one who found out about Jamie being on the grounds in, not in France, but at Hellwater, and told Lord John Grey, what the fuck are you doing? And then he is also the one who was talking with Lord John Grey in a flashback in last season.
Yes, about his sons going to
Yeah,
war
going
and
to
his.
war. We had not met these nephews up till this point, but they will become important.
Well, one of the nephews we had met is
Well,
Henry.
yes,
Henry had been injured. He was in
but
love
then we have
with.
not met or been like told anything about.
Right. I mean, it was unclear to me that Ben was even an older, the older brother. I thought
Exactly.
Henry was the, oh, never mind.
So again, the family tree is Lord John Grey's brother. He had two sons, at least, and they are Ben, who's the older one, and Henry, who's the younger one.
Ben's
Henry,
dead.
yeah, apparently. And Henry was the one who got shot in the abdomen, sat like that for 3 months, and then got healed by Claire. And
With
then
the magic
he's
little
in love with Mercy,
woman who owned the house in
the widow
Philadelphia.
of Walter, who we met last season,
Yes.
all that stuff. So Ben's house, and essentially what Lord John Grey is doing is he is helping out the lady of the house. And William's like, who the fuck is that? What are you talking about? He
She
would
must
have
be some
told
kind of
me.
hoe, and like she's
She's
made up
clearly
with,
making it up.
right? That because you've never heard of her, or whatever. But
Also, she turned up to your I guess it can't be Ben's house because she turned up at Lord John Grey's doorstep. So why wouldn't she just be living with Ben?
looks a little bit like the house they were at in Wellington, where they had that big party,
It does kind of.
where the woman had come over
Yeah, from
and
Scotland,
from Scotland.
yes.
So
I
it
know what you're
might be
talking
that. It
about.
might be in Wellington. I don't know. We
I don't
don't know
know
where the
where it
fuck we
is.
are. We can tell you this, that Lord John Grey says, hey, she showed up with a bunch of love letters that were signed by Ben,
With the signet
with
ring in the
right,
fax.
and also with a family name that no one would know unless they knew him.
Yeah, she knew the
And
secret password, essentially.
basically, and Willie's like, I bet she's a hoe. She over here. She over here. And it's like, go to hell, essentially. She's clearly very like well-read, well-spoken, whatever.
Here's the thing, like if you put it in the perspective of her, if you put it in
He
her
likes
perspective,
those. He likes those.
well, if you put it in her perspective, she just had a baby, like this is a fresh baby. And
Not super fresh, months old.
months old, obviously, but and then her husband suddenly, well, no, he no
He's
they
taking
don't no no
prisoner.
no 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 here's the thing. They don't know he's dead yet.
No, they did know he was
Oh
dead.
no, Lord Dougray does. Lord Dougray
Right,
does,
and he
yes.
says he was taken prisoner and
And
died in a
then
prison camp from a disease.
jail disease is what they
Yeah, it's
get.
like jail sickness or some kind of thing. Sounds like bullshit, but still.
Like bullshit. That is the most
Really, when he hears it, thinks all of this is bullshit. Like every single thing he's been
if
doing is bullshit. And
I
I
died
would
and
be really skeptical in this
no, yeah, if
situation.
I died and they were just like, oh, it was living room disease. Like, that's just a location and literally anything that could possibly kill you. So, like, who knows what his jail disease was? It could have been a shank to the stomach. It could have been the flu. It could have been a cold. Who fucking knows? It could have been
Well,
just, I don't
Willie
know.
wants to find out, but he apologizes after he sobers up, apologizes to the woman who is clearly lovely, and we're thinking, ah, oh, romance.
Well, he also has this other side plot, which I'm sure will come to fruition at some point, but he also has this other thing of Captain Richardson. Captain Richardson is the person who sold Jane out and got her
Oh,
arrested,
right,
and
yeah.
he is very, very upset with him, and he wants to find him and bring him to justice, even though what Captain Richardson did is technically not in the wrong. And
Yeah.
not that I didn't love Jane, and that like what she was doing was like, I wouldn't call it morally right, but it was like,
In the moment, it
in the
might have
moment,
been.
it was self-defense like, and no matter what she said about it, but she was defending her sister,
Yes. Defense of
but
another
what
sister.
Captain Richardson did was report a murder.
Yeah.
And so like t yes, he's a snitch, but like you can't really be that mad about it, you
Yeah,
know?
and he didn't lie.
Like if the guy who was trying to rape the younger sister, Fanny, if that guy was still alive and he got stabbed, but he survived or whatever, and the course of everything still panned out, if you wanted to get justice front like for Jane, like by killing him or like bringing him to justice, fine. But like the guy who sold her out is kind of random.
Indeed.
But that's part of his plot, even though it's not like the most interesting part of his plot. Either way. Based on the vibes, and we'll just close out what Lord Jean Grey and Willie are up to in this episode. We already kind of did, but the vibes are really interesting with William and the wife because she's pretty and he's hot, and so
It looks
by Outlander standards, they have to kiss.
or have
And
sex or something.
here's the thing. That's weird. Like, because the way that William talks about Ben is that they were like brothers.
Yeah.
And so, Matt, imagine, and it's not like teen dramas haven't crossed this bridge before, but like people who are like your brother, like getting with their girl is kind of weird.
Off
It
limits.
should be.
Well, except he's dead. So, or at least
Yeah.
to William's knowledge, is dead.
Yes.
So anyway, their vibes there, and our first thought was
So
love interest.
Lord John Grey is not t has not told his brother yet.
Yeah, hasn't told Henry. He didn't want to tell
No, no,
Henry.
no, no. He also has not told Henry, but he hasn't told his brother,
Yes.
the father of said dead person.
Yeah,
It's
that doesn't make any sense to me.
just like all the other shit that we keep from each other. Like, what the fuck are we
I
doing?
mean, this is definitely like Bridgerton
And
prequel
we discussed this off pod, but this and it's more so in the next episode that this really comes through.
Yeah, The
But
Girl with the Make-Believe Husband is the book I'm referring to. We
Cecilia
did
and
discuss
Edward's
it.
book.
We did discuss it on the podcast. I haven't read it in a long time because that the prequels, there's only really one good one, so you know.
It's true.
But this one I didn't hate, so
I didn't hate it either. I just hate the amnesia as a plot device.
right. Anyway,
And they do
so
use that. So
yeah,
anyway, so
that's pretty much everything to do with
Lord
Willa Jean
John Grey.
Grey and William.
So let's go back to the ridge. They've returned to the ridge. It only took, I don't know, a week to get there from Savannah. I have no idea how long it would take.
Much longer than
It
that.
would, but we know that. But but they don't, and they expect us not to. But they return, they being Jamie, Claire, and Fanny come to the ridge, and they haven't been there forever, I guess. They never went back in between them going
Yeah.
to Savannah or them going from or
They must
wherever
have
they
taken a
ended up.
boat. They must have taken a boat from Philadelphia to Savannah and then come up that way.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense,
That
but it
would
took a
fit.
year. It's been a year.
It took
It's
longer than it took for them to come from Scotland. It's
true.
That is fucked up,
It
just
a
for the
lot of it's
record.
fucked up,
Just for the record. Oh.
but they return from the ridge, return to the ridge, and they run into Ian, and Ian is there, and
Yay.
Rachel is very pregnant,
Very.
and he's like, "We built you a house."
Wait a
It's
minute,
like,
wait a
what?
minute. Rachel was pregnant before they left
I
Boston.
guess it's just been a few months.
Right, not a year.
Okay, so here's the thing. I might be a little bit wrong because
Wrong.
the way that William said it in the scene is like, you know, this past year has been very hard on
You
me.
just assumed it was a year. It's not a year. That
Now.
what child?
Fanny, she looks like she aged 2 years.
Well, that's how I think they built
I'm aware of that, mother, but stop trying to gaslight me. Anyway, so
it.
they, and also, how did, we'll talk about that in a minute, but let's just assume, for the sake of argument, it's been like 5 months.
Many months.
Many months have
Rachel,
passed.
super pregnant.
Rachel is super
Ian
pregnant.
shows them that he's stuck because the house burned down. That's part of the reason they left. He
It
has built
blew
a
up.
new house, or he's in the process of it. It actually has walls, paneling, cool stuff. He's done an
Can't
amazing
help
job.
it. It was still very impressive.
Yes, it was very impressive. He got a lot of stuff from a local store. There are weird vibes at the store.
So it's this new trading post because they wanted to bring commercialism to the ridge. And
It's the
so
strip mall.
essentially, they meet two men. They meet somebody who I forgot the name of already, but he kind of runs the general store and will get you whatever you
Ian
need. I don't know his name. Don't ask me.
may or may not have written it
I
down.
think it might. No, it's not. Anyway, and the other one is Captain Cunningham. Cunningham is what is a former British officer who defected. And he was in the Battle of Saratoga. We will discuss that in the next episode because that's important. And yeah.
Somewhere around here, I think I fell asleep. So, there is a. This is something that the show does, like, just to remind everyone of things that have happened in episodes or seasons past. Claire and Jamie will have a lengthy discussion about sometime that, like, they had sex, or sometime they said they loved each other, or, like, so they do this lengthy discussion about some sex they had, which leads up to, we presume, more sex. Yay.
Before that, they also meet at the trading post the single mother who Roger was helping. She is now married to one of Jamie's old prison buddies,
Yeah.
because he calls him McDo.
McD.
Anyway, yeah, they talk. Lizzie reunites with Claire, and now she has a beehive. Great. Claire does.
Not a beehive hairstyle. A
No, a
beehive
beehive.
glue. A beehive. A bzz,
And then suddenly, Brianna and Roger and the kids show up and reunite with them.
was like, yay!
Yay!
Well, and of course, Claire and Jamie are kind of like, wow, I'm amazed you found us. And it's
Yeah,
like,
I'm amazed too.
yeah, but they
Because
got the
if.
letters and stamp and stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like, yeah, that's great, but like, what?
Well, and the kids are much older, so they're all kind of like, wow, this is
Mandy is much, much
time
older.
has passed. And Mandy's kind of like, I don't know who any of you people are.
I mean, true, she was a baby when
She
he
was a
left.
baby. But they reunite, they talk.
Jamie catches Brianna up on the William drama, and she's like, "Well, I could have called that one." She doesn't say that outright. I think she should have.
Because they
Brianna.
all agree that she should have been told, but they also tell her about Fanny, and that's bullshit because they're not telling Fanny.
And about Faith.
Ugh.
Brianna also brought some books from the future, like Goodnight Moon, a medical book, and Lord of the Rings. Roger's contemplating being a minister. I don't care. It's boring. It's been boring ever since it was introduced in season six because everything from season six is boring. Brianna also brought Frank's book about Scottish rebels in America in the American Revolution, pu published posthumously. So I'm still confused because time had passed, like a while had passed. I think maybe 2 years had passed between Frank's death and the Claire and Brianna meeting Roger. So when posthumously did this fucking
Oh, there's
happen?
a bunch of bullshit involved in this. Just
And again,
madness.
okay, let me just quickly reiterate one of my points that I made during the last episode of season seven when we covered it on the podcast. But Frank had a huge crash out over the idea that Jamie and Claire, well, specifically Claire, they died in the fire. And he found that and was like, oh my God, I had no idea about any of this. And you're expecting me to believe that this man before then had written a full book and mentioned Jamie Fraser many times.
By name.
Apparently 14 before Jamie was even done reading the book. And he's not even like halfway through at that point. He's mentioned 14 times. He found information about Jamie Fraser and wrote about it and mentions, by the way, his death in the book, and then finds a newspaper clipping saying that that death wasn't correct. And he's just like, oh shit, Claire's there. It's like, what? And oh my God, fact check your shit. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, it may have been that that particular thing was hidden somewhere. I don't know. It makes no fucking sense. Sorry. Wait, makes no
Anyway.
sense to us either. This universe has lots and lots and lots of plot holes and continuity errors, and they try to backfill, and it rarely works out. Or
Yes.
is really convincing.
Anyway, Brianna tells Jamie about Robert Cameron. What my hope is for Robert Cameron is that he goes back in time and he becomes a big villain because they've
We
kind of
need a
built
big
him.
villain.
We need that. And I don't want it to be the red coat that Captain Cunningham. I don't want it to be him. I want it to be someone we've established. I want it to be someone who is just like greedy, and we already know his motive is like money. So go back in time, I guess. And
Well, right.
so
So, villain-wise, we have another set of people that are potentially villains, but they don't come into it until the next episode. So, I agree with you. I would like for them to have some kind of continuity of a villain. Like, we haven't had a really good, consistent villain since Blackjack Randall. Now, of course,
No,
what's interesting about the book, and I want to point this out, is that Jamie sees Frank's picture on the
Oh yeah, that is
back flap of the
interesting.
book, and he's like, "Ah, you didn't tell me it looked like Blackjack Randall."
And I'm
And
like, holy shit, yeah, you didn't.
yeah, you didn't.
Like,
Like, I was
how
like,
could you
"Oh,
have avoided that?
yeah."
To be fair, she didn't bring like any pictures of Frank back with her. She only brought pictures of Brianna. So, like, yeah, but
But
what? How did
he's
you
not
even
mad.
mention
Now,
that?
this is a person who's huge in both of your lives. I just don't understand that. How could she not have mentioned that before now?
And also, like, especially considering the fact that she has a lot of trauma related to Blackjack Randall, and
And to
not that,
Frank at
and
this
not that
point.
Jamie doesn't, but it's like telling Jamie that they look the same, I think would make Jamie feel like, oh shit, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that, and like that's really strange. But like,
Yeah, like
what?
every time I look at Frank, it's Blackjack Randall again.
No,
Yeah,
I
or
don't
vice
like
versa.
in season two when she is begging him, don't kill Blackjack Randall because I want to save Frank's life. You can also say, I just don't want to see someone who looks like Frank killed.
Yes, I
And
mean,
that would
there are a
be
thousand times she could have mentioned this, but
so
she
many.
doesn't.
And
She
she
couldn't.
doesn't. Anyway, let's see. Jamie plans to move the gold because of Rob Cameron. That's fine. They see some men being hanged for being loyalists. That's not ideal.
Yeah.
That's awful. Mandy, Brianna Rogers' youngest, she insults a religious woman named Mrs. Cunning. The fact that you guys being the writers, not you guys being our amazing listeners, the fact that they decided to add two new characters, one named Cunning and one named Cunningham, is
Well,
ridiculous.
and I think that they're supposed to be related. Like,
And
she's supposed to be their mo her his mother. I don't know.
is she?
We're gonna try to figure it out because this show has fucked around with names and
Maybe we
shit.
need to
So,
turn on the captions because I think I'm going insane.
whatever.
But yeah, she Man Mandy gets slapped by this religious woman for insulting her and talking back,
She
and
didn't insult her. She
she
like,
has talked back.
right. She talked back. She was not polite. And
And so she slapped a child, like Jesus Christ.
well, and she says awful things about her as being, you know, like rude, and you have to listen to me, and blah blah blah. And you know, back in the day, some of that disciplining other people's children stuff was permitted, or expected. How, you know, slapping, that seems to be over the line, but that's just I wouldn't do it.
No, nor should you.
Right.
I don't think you should slap any child, but
But yeah, basically this episode ends with Jamie saying he's in Frank's book. That's pretty much it.
that he dies in
And he
it
dies it, and that's it.
in a battle at King's Mountain with some guys that he's never heard of.
Right. And he's like, maybe it's not me.
That's more for next episode, but
Yeah.
yes.
So what were your best parts of this episode?
Fergus and Marsley being back, I have missed them. I do like the spirit that they bring.
Yeah,
And
they're funny.
yeah, I really like them, but they aren't in it for long. Ian and Rachel built them a house. Crazy.
Yeah.
They're cute, but again, we don't see a lot of them. Jamie being sweet with Fanny. Jamie shows her room and is just like, well, what would you think if this is your room? And she's just like, oh my goodness, yes.
Room to myself, yeah.
And then he's just like, you're not, and it's clearly like bonding time for them. And I really like that. It's cute. And the reuniting of characters, I like that all of them are in the same place, so I don't have to deal with the fucking timelines. And also, we haven't seen
Except for William
William
and Lord
McKen,
Jangray.
well, them too, but William McKenzie hasn't shown up yet, and I'm thrilled.
Yeah,
I
we
not
don't need
that
that.
I hate him, but I just don't see what value he brings. And
Yeah.
hopefully this season will give him some value, but it will probably be in a self-sacrificing way that I don't care about. But yeah, those are my best parts. What were yours?
The only thing I wrote down was reunions. I do think the reunions are done well. They aren't lingered on in a really weird way. Like sometimes they do that, you know, but they do that more with departures than reunions.
Yeah.
So the reunions I think were really well done. That's the only thing
And
I
yeah,
wrote.
in this situation, Brianna and Roger just go like around the corner, like, hello. It's just like, oh, okay.
Well, hi there.
They thought they were never gonna see you again.
Yep.
Worst parts, the smuggler who sold them into sex slavery. Crazy. Claire not telling Fanny. What the fuck? That makes no sense. Frank's book bullshit. I've detailed this. And Mrs. Cunning for slapping a kid that's not yours. And don't slap any kids in the face. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, my worst parts are recycled plots because everything you just mentioned is recycled from previous seasons.
And so is
Every
Fergus's plot.
Right, I mean, every single bit of this is recycled, and they spend a good part of this episode retreading, hey, back in the day we kissed, you know, like, or had sex, but whatever.
Remember?
Remember when we had sex? It's like, it's all the time, people. I mean, why do we have to talk about it? So yeah, that was not the best part. What grade did you give this episode?
See?
I gave it a B minus.
Really?
Yeah, I did, and I think maybe it's partly because I fell asleep, but partly because for me, it's like not an actively bad outlander
That's
episode.
true. I'll give it a C plus.
I gauge it based upon the show. Is this an A episode for Game of Thrones or even a B minus episode for Game of Thrones? Fuck
Is it even
no.
a C plus episode of Game of
No.
Thrones? I
No.
don't even think we
No,
got.
and I think that's part of what bugs me is like people like rave about this show like it's oh it's just such great TV. It's like I'm sorry,
It's boring.
Game of Thrones was even in season 8 was better than this shit.
It's true.
It's a fact.
Because
If
shit
you
was actually happening.
yes, and there were stakes and people could die and it mattered. I mean, technically, that maybe they're trying to make that. Oh, Jamie could die. Like, oh, Mr. Plot Armor's gonna die, seriously? And I think that's part of it is like the plot armor is so thick for these people that there aren't real stakes. You know, Jon Snow actually died. But
Then came back to life.
not right away.
We had to wait an episode or two.
It fucked with his head, you know, like he.
It did affect him,
Right, and
yes.
it changed his behavior.
And that's
And
part of why I love season six of Game of Thrones.
oh
God
God,
damn.
it's so good.
It's so
Anyway,
good.
if you're going to watch a show that is touted as being great TV and whatever, Game of Thrones is definitely better than this.
Yes.
So just if you're picking. But
God, I love Game of Thrones.
I honestly think yes, me too. But I think we should at some point like get out the list of shows we've done on the podcast
And
and
just
talk
talk about it.
well and talk about how we drank those.
How we'd rank them.
Yes.
Oh, God, Mom,
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, but we have to finish this first. So
Exactly. I would like to vocalize some of our thoughts about that on the podcast right now. Like, so I'm so curious what you mean because they're just all so different. How would we rank them? Like, how can I rank Bridgerton and Downton Abbey? How can I rank upstairs, downstairs, and Game of Thrones? How can I?
Like, you know, if you were going to, ha if you were like,
In order of like what I'd rewatch?
it's kind of like that Brett Goldstein thing where you talk about like,
Oh, okay.
films.
Sure.
Like, if you were going to be stuck on an island, you only had like a couple of
I
shows.
think I have some, like, I think when I was re listening to Films to Be Buried with
Yeah.
the podcast, shout out to Brett Goldstein, we love you.
Yes. Oh my God.
I
Well, I
think
can't.
I wrote
He's here.
down
He's
some,
there. He's
he's
every
every
fucking
fucking
where.
where. Oh, speaking of, we know that Ted Lasso has a new season coming out,
We
and we
do.
are
Not
keeping an eye
sure.
on it, but
Yeah.
not making any promises. We'll probably have to watch it first before
Right.
doing all that, but I think I wrote down some of the questions that he would ask, and
Okay.
oh, found it.
All right.
Like first one you remember seeing, film you don't like that most people do, like stuff like that.
Okay. Well,
I think we could do that,
we can do
honestly.
something like that. I do think we have to keep it to the universe of shows we've covered on the podcast, though, because I could probably mention shows you've never heard of, because I'm older and I've seen some shit you have
Oh
not
no,
seen.
I was referring to what we were doing on the podcast, not anything
Yeah.
else.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a number of possibilities. This is definitely one of them. We need to get through season 8 of Outlander first. Outlander. Anyway. We are back in the universe, people. Strap in, get your kilt on. Stuff's gonna happen. We hope that you join us. And cheers.
Cheers.